stuttering is cool.
Hello.
Yep. I'm here.
Yes, you're listening to Product Can't Stop Laughing. This is sad. Which episode is this? What
25
what
exactly
of what? I'm being so cheesy.
Stuttering is cool.com.
Yes, and I'm speaking with, who am I speaking to? Are you comfortable with using your real name?
Yep. Okay. You're speaking with Michael.
Okay. Yes, and this is, of course, your host, Danny. And I'm just going to spend maybe 5 minutes chit-chatting with a fellow stutterer. And you had a question for me.
Yeah. Hopefully I can say it again.
Seeing this is our eighth take.
I found out the other day that during my semester, I'll have to give 2 oral presentations. And I'm terrified to do them. Is there any advice that you can give me, Danny?
The only thing that I can give you is that, from what I hear, is that the best thing to do is to just be upfront about it, to totally disclose your stutter. I know some people have spoken to the professors at the beginning of school, just to tell them, you know, just so you know, I use stutter, and maybe explain to them that, you know, it's, you know, just, you know, give them the time, don't, you know, finish the sentences for them, don't rush them or anything like that. So you could probably, if you're comfortable enough, to also do that before your oral presentation, especially the first one, maybe not the second one. But, you know, it's always good to refresh people's memories, just to tell them before you start, you say, you know, before I begin, I just want to let you know that I stutter. Maybe even make a bit of a joke so everybody's at ease about it, because you're pretty much springing it on them out of nowhere, you know.
Yeah.
According to their point of view. So you could probably say, you know, it's not a mental thing, it's not a emotional breakdown or anything. And then, you know, you can also laugh too, so they know it's okay to laugh, and you know. And then, you know, that way you're at ease, they're at ease, you know, they know it's okay. And then you can start your presentation. What subject would these oral presentations be?
Telecom technologist, about anything to do with that.
Nice, very nice. You know, that was one of the things I wanted to take in school. When I was having a hard time finding stable job, I thought of going back to school for, it was for cellular technology. Actually, right now would be a perfect time for that, because now we have the iPhones and all those smartphones. And
yeah.
There's a lot more interesting things to do. Now, I notice you're not stuttering during this interview. Not that that's a bad thing. Not that that's a good thing. Not that it's a bad thing.
But mainly, all my stutters are just blocks.
Oh, okay.
That's why, I guess, that you're not hearing it, really. But if I was to see you face to face, you would know that.
Oh, okay. So we have to do a video cast then.
if I had a webcam, yeah, but I don't have one.
Oh, okay. Well, it's a stretch that I actually got this program to work, to actually record our conversation. So we'll start off small. have you ever disclosed your stutter before in school?
Never.
Never ever. So this would be your first time actually, like, is this your first year of post-secondary?
Yep. This is my first year.
Would you consider experimenting and just trying, hey, and just, you know, disclose it and see what happens?
Well, I'll think about it, but yeah. I think for sure I'm going to tell my instructor that I have a speech impediment, and hopefully he understands.
Now, not to put you on the spot, what if he says, "Oh, okay, well, would you feel comfortable doing the oral presentations? Maybe I could get you to do something else besides the oral presentations. Would you actually take that? Or would you take the challenge?"
Oh, I'm not sure
Difficult
really.
question. Yeah, I know. I remember when I was in post-secondary, way back when, I had taken a drama course, and I remember the year-end review or something like that, where the student sits with the teacher, and the teacher would, tell you, how you did that year and all that, and we had to do, pretty much, we had to perform in front of the class, and. So the very first thing he says when I walk into his office, he goes, "I was so shocked when when I went up and I performed." Mind you, it was a terrible performance. It had nothing to do with my stutter. I'm just a terrible actor. But he was saying that, he was so shocked that I actually took the course because I was stuttering. And the other day I was thinking about that, trying to remember exactly what he said. And I think, if I remember correctly, he was saying, "I'm surprised you even took the course."
Oh.
I'm going, "Okay then, thanks." So, needless to say, I didn't really get a stellar mark in the class, but I think I remember telling him, like, I have a tendency to say things sometimes without realizing what I'm saying until it's too late. So I said, "Well, I only took this course because it was the easiest one out of all the electives." So,
What was his reaction?
well,
He said,
he was shocked again.
"Stuttering is cool."
The battery on my laptop died, so I had to. So the whole computer just goes to sleep, and then I had to go upstairs, plug it back in, and here I am in a different room. And I forgot what I was saying when I left. I think I was talking about how I said the wrong thing to the teacher. Yeah, so
And what
the
his reaction was
right. Oh, right,
at
yeah.
setting.
And I just wanted to say that, back then I like because I was in a different place with my stuttering, that it never occurred to me to even tell my teachers or even my class beforehand.
With me, I'm embarrassed by it. I know I have to change my attitude, and I think it'll come eventually. As I get older, but right now, I don't know.
Yeah, it's something that it's not overnight. Just baby steps. Maybe reveal to one friend first. Get that positive whatever experience, and then like maybe telling the teacher first is a very good step because that's what you're comfortable with.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I really want to go to speech therapy because I think it would change my whole perspective about stuttering.
Yeah.
But I don't have the money right now, so.
Yeah.
And some other issues that I told you about.
Yeah. Well, in the due time. In due time. Just in the meantime, try and have fun.
I'll try.
If that works. Okay. Well, thank you for the quick interview. Okay,
Okay.
so we will continue offline onto the, well, no, online, well, off the phone, off Skype, into the chat room.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, see you then.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, it's a few days after the interview, and I just wanted to add a few words because I've given it a bit more thought because I started to think, what if I had gone back to school now? Would I announce to the class before an oral presentation that I stuttered? And I gave it a lot of thought, and I came up with the conclusion that, it depends on the situation.
Not all situations obviously are the same. Just from what I've already mentioned, that first introduction when the teacher makes us, you know, they go, he or she tells the students, you know, one at a time to introduce themselves. If, you know, that's one of the that's one of the horrible things that us stutterers go through, that we dread. But the opportunity that arises from that is, oh, by the way, I'm in my backyard again, as you can probably have guessed. And those high-pitched squeals that you hear, those are crickets. Any case, sorry, I interrupted some waxing poetic there. When the teacher asks, see, sometimes they say, you know, tell us your name and something about yourself. That's a perfect opportunity to say, hi, my name's Danny, and, you know, an interesting thing about myself is that I speak with a stutter. And then you can always throw in some humor into it. A good thing to do, there are two things to do regardless of the situation, is that you can always plan ahead. You know, we stutterers are used to that, to scanning ahead. And so think of all the different scenarios, you know, be it an oral presentation, exam, you know, whatever. Just come up with some lines that you can think up, you know, think of what to say, practice it so it's in your memory, not memorize it, but just so you have, you know, a routine, kind of like a comedian does. And so that way you know what to say and you're never put on the spot, you know. So when you're worrying about, you know, having to stutter in front of everybody, at least you already know what to say. I personally never understood why we had to do them. I mean, I think really it's just because the teachers don't feel like marking some more papers, maybe. It's easy just to mark an oral exam, I guess. I'm not sure. Like, what a pain in the butt. I mean, even for the students, because we have to sit there and listen to 30 different oral presentations. I mean, I remember in high school when we read, what grade was it, grade 11 or grade 12, we had to read The Field of Dreams, and we were allowed to bring in the video of, you know, the movie version of the book, and holy max, I had to watch that movie 30 different times, and to this day, I cringe every time I hear, if you build it, they will come. It's a great quote, but I'm tired of it. You know, oral presentations, nobody likes doing them. For a stutterer, yeah, it's, you know, the added ugh to it. Unfortunately, it's a fact of life. And if you can get out of them, good for you. But we all need to communicate. That's the way humans are. We are a communicative bunch. And if you can do it, it's great to get out of your comfort zone. And, you know, I mean, I'm just babbling right now, but it's great to get out of your comfort zone. And I don't know, I mean, try if you can disclose, or better yet, let me know your feelings about that. You're about to give an oral presentation in school. Would you, you know, what are your thoughts about, you know, introducing yourself before you give the presentation, and you say that you stutter, please give me some time and all that. I want to hear your thoughts. There are different levels of stuttering out there, different levels of being comfortable or uncomfortable, so there is no right or wrong answer, or, you know, this is the right piece of advice. You can only do what's comfortable for you. Because if you're doing something that you're not like, for example, if you're not comfortable disclosing it in the first place, then you're going to be even more nervous. You know, like I said, just it's best to assess the situation first. Are you comfortable? How is the audience? Would they be receptive? Are they a tough crowd where they understand your jokes? You know, even if you're like me, that most of the time your jokes don't even come out right. You know, just do what comes naturally. And if and when you stutter throughout your presentation, don't sweat it too hard. Please don't be so hard on yourself. We stutter, and sometimes we can control it, sometimes we can't. It's got nothing to do with our ability. It's got nothing to do with whether we're worthy or not. We are worthy. We're just humans who stutter. We speak a little differently from other people, but we're still intelligent. And oral presentations suck. Nobody likes sitting through them, but everybody has to do it, and not just you, not just me, everybody. Now I'm definitely babbling. Anyway, for anybody out there who is starting school right now, you know, let me know, call in and let me know your thoughts on, you know, your first day of school, if you're meeting any new people, if you're worried about your stutter, or if you've, you know, you've done your stutter and nobody minded, if you had any optimistic stuttering moments. No, even if you're not in school, no, let me know, because stuttering walks with us everywhere we go. No, I wanted to hear about your experiences. My stuttering experiences are very different from yours. You know, you're probably a more severe stutterer than I am, or maybe you're a lot more fluent than I am. You're probably a lot more comfortable or a lot less comfortable than me. So I want to hear more. Let's all learn from each other and etc. Now, at this point, I should have my phone number with me so I could say it, but I don't because I'm an idiot. But you'll find it, of course, on the website at stutteringiscool.com.
An open mic podcast for people who stutter.
Now, on to the contest that I have. Yes, I have actually two contests. The second one will be done later on. Some other time, not right now, because right now I have contest number one. And what you win is a Bajo Fondo Tango Club CD. And Bajo Fondo Tango Club is an amazing, well, in my opinion, one of the amazing bands out there. I'll spend about 5 minutes talking about them. I've grown into a huge fan of electro tango, which is a music genre that is tango music mixed with house and, you know, and other forms of electronic music. And one of the bands is Bajo Fondo Tango Club. They hail, part of them, I think they're a 7-piece band. Some members come from Argentina, some from Uruguay, and the music is amazing. So I've managed to land myself a promo copy of their latest CD, which is called Mar Dulce. And, you know, I've noticed I'm not stuttering as much I am right now. That's bothering me, because I really want to stutter. Because when I speak to other stutterers, you know, it's great to have a chance just to stutter a lot. Friday night, I was meeting up with a friend of mine who stutters. And I was just stuttering away. It was a heck of a lot more than I do here on this show. And I wish I had my recorder on. But I digress. What was I talking about? The Bajo Fondo. Yes, I got myself a promo CD that I can give away. Now, the CD, just so you know, is the cover. Like, it's not what you'll get in the store. Like, you get all the tracks, including a bonus track. But the cover is kind of like a cardboard cover, and you have a sticker that shows the album. But aside from that, you're getting a free CD. And the music is great. There's a lot of different genres, so it's not just tango with house and electronic. There's also a bit of hip-hop, a bit of adult contemporary. There's one song that is that features Nelly Furtado on the vocals. So if you're a fan, hey, you have another song to song to add to your collection. So how do you win this CD? Very simple. All you do is you send an email to coolstutter@gmail.com. And in the subject line, write contest, so I know it's for the contest. And then I'll do a draw, and I'll just pick up some, put everyone's name into a hat, and then you're the winner. So the due date for the contest will be, I will choose, we'll choose... Today is what? August the 31st. It's the night of August the 31st. Tomorrow is September. Yikes. Summer's over. But autumn will begin. So autumn's always a nice time for here. So we'll say, okay, I'll give... I have a show every 2 weeks. So then I'm in Ponquette, Montreal on the 20th. You know what? I'll give till September... So just to be fair to everybody, till September the 30th. So that way October could be devoted to my second contest, which will not be a CD. It will be something else. So you have until midnight, September the 30th. That is midnight, meaning you have the whole day, September 30th. So 11:59 p.m. September 30th. Toronto time, New York time, to send me an email with the subject line contest, and please add your postal address too, so I can mail it off as soon as I can. Email it to coolstutter@gmail.com. Now here's my disclaimer: I will not keep your postal addresses once the contest is over. I will get rid of everything, burn it, whatever. I do not sell your information. I don't even care to do that. I don't even know how. I don't want to. I hate it when people do it to me. I will not do it to you. So the email, the postal addresses is just for the contest. So you can win. You can win a great CD and possibly learn about electro tango. It's great. It's great stuff. And there's my stutter. Okay, so until then, until next time, thank you for listening. Please subscribe to my show. You'll find all the info at stutteringiscool.com, or just add stutteringiscool.com to your podcatcher or RSS reader, and it'll automatically do the subscription for you. Please also sign up to plurk.com and add me as a friend so we can continue stuttering conversations offline. I mean, off of this show and onto a social media site that's not Facebook. Not that I hate Facebook, it's just Plurk is a lot more interesting. Check it out. My name on there is Daniele Rossi. That's Daniele Rossi. And I would love to meet you guys all. So, yeah, that's all. So, I hope your stutters are amazing. And, may you grow comfortable in your stutter. It will take a long time. Sorry, I didn't mean that. It will take a while. That's what I meant. And, for some people, it's a long time. Others, it might not be. You can do it. You will be able to do it. If I could do it, anybody can. Trust me. Your stuttering is cool. And... that's all. So stay cool. Bye-bye.